إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اتقوا الله يقول عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد respected brothers and sisters in Islam from the greatest of the qualities of noble character from the most important qualities of the pure fitrah and from the perfection of the manners taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the quality of kindness and tolerance and leniency kindness and tolerance rifq the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam He taught us, rather he himself exemplified kindness and leniency and tolerance, not only to human beings, but even to animals, even to those who opposed him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to encourage kindness even to the enemies that intended to harm him. We look in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we see many beautiful examples of how he exemplified the characteristic of being easygoing, forgiving, tolerant, by responding to harm with good. By repelling evil with that which is better. By changing the heart that is angered towards him through his kindness into a heart that loves him. From these beautiful examples of his kindness is the way the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with his wives, with his women. In a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, عن أنس رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he once came to his wives when they were riding in a caravan and they were being led by one of his servants whose name was Anjasha. Anjasha, he was singing a type of poem or a hymn that the camel drivers used to sing that has a strong rhythm. That rhythm in that poem would cause the camels to gallop and to run quickly. So Anjasha, he would sing this type of poem that the camel herders are known for to make the camels run. But the wives of the Prophet were riding on these camels. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَيْحَكَ يَا أَنْجَشَى Woe to you, O Anjasha, the servant. رَوَيْدًا سَوْقَكَ الْقَوَارِيرِ He said to his servant, Be gentle, رَوَيْدًا, take it easy. Those that you are driving, those who you are leading, are fragile vessels. They're delicate vessels. In another narration, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, لا تكسر القوارير. He said to that camel driver, do not break these fragile vessels. What he meant by those fragile vessels was his wives, the women. And he was drawing an analogy. He was telling Anjash that women have a delicate nature and that he should be kind to them. By driving the camels fast, this could disturb the women who by nature they have a soft and delicate nature, and that this would be harmful to them. And out of his mercy and love and kindness for women, he told Anjasha to be gentle with them. Abu Qilaba, one of the Salaf, he says that normally a man would not say something like this. A normal person, he would be embarrassed, or he would not feel, have the ability to speak of women in such a beautiful manner, in such a kind and gentle manner. In some narrations, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ya Anjasha, la taqsir al-qawarir. He kept on reminding Anjasha, don't break these gentle, these delicate and fragile vessels. The ulama, they state that women are called, as the Prophet ﷺ, he called them qawarir, crystal goblets or crystal vessels that are delicate in nature. They are easily broken. And so he wanted to teach Anjasha and teach the believers to show kindness to women, because their nature, they don't have strength in terms of their determination, in terms of their fortitude, and so they should be dealt with kindly and gently. The Prophet ﷺ, from the examples of his kindness towards women, is when he stopped an entire army to search for the necklace of his wife Aisha. Even though they didn't have any water to drink, they had just a small amount of water, and they could not find any water in the place where they stopped. Aisha radiallahu anha herself, she narrates that we had stopped at a place to take rest called Bayda, and my necklace broke and we could not find it. So the Prophet ﷺ, he began to search for the necklace along with other people with him. They didn't have any water with them. So some people came to Abu Bakr and they told him, Abu Bakr was Aisha's father, and they said to him, do you see what Aisha has done? She has kept the Prophet ﷺ and the people back, and they have no water. So Abu Bakr, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he found him sleeping with his head on the lap of Aisha. And Abu Bakr, he blamed Aisha. He said, do you see what you've done? You've kept the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam back and the Sahaba, and there's no water even to make wudu. And Aisha, she says, I would have moved, but I didn't want to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the morning time came, they had no water to make wudu for Fajr. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the ayahs of tayammum, of performing the dry ablution. So some of the Sahaba, one of the leaders, his name was Usaid, he said regarding this ayah of tayammum, which made it easy for the Sahaba, they didn't have to have water. He said, this is not the first blessing that the family of Abu Bakr has brought. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, she got up, the camel that she was riding stood up, and they found her necklace under that camel. What we see in this narration is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped the entire army from moving on in order to search for the necklace of his wife, in order to find her necklace. And because of this kindness that he showed towards his wife, it was the cause of the great ayahs of tayammum coming down that shows mercy to the ummah. So this was a great virtue of his wife Aisha. If we reflect on this, the Prophet ﷺ is the imam of the ummah, the general or the leader of an army, leading an army, and he stops the entire army for the necklace of his wife. This shows you his kindness. This shows you his mercy towards his wife. From the examples of the kindness of the Prophet ﷺ towards his family and his wives is when they had gone for the Hajj and his wife Aisha was with him. And when they arrived in Mecca, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the people with him, including his wives, whoever does not have a hadi, an animal with him or her, then they should remove their ihram. This is one of the rulings in the Hajj, that a person who does not bring the hadi with them, then they remove their ihram, and they do not perform the umrah at that time with the Hajj. So they only perform the Hajj. If they don't have an animal to sacrifice, they only perform the Hajj without an umrah together. So after the few days went by, and of course the wives of the Prophet ﷺ didn't have animals, so they had to remove their ihram and they didn't perform the umrah. When they had, the days had gone by and they performed Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ, he told his family that it was time to leave. But Aisha radiallahu anha, she was saddened. She said, O Messenger of Allah, do the people go back with a Hajj and an Umrah, and I only have a Hajj? Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, you didn't perform the Hajj when you arrived, or you didn't perform the Umrah when you had arrived. And she said, no, we had left our ihram. So then he called for Aisha's brother Abu Bakr. The Prophet ﷺ told Aisha's brother Abdul Rahman ibn Abu Bakr, take Aisha to Tan'im, let her put on an ihram and let her perform umrah, and then bring her back so that she can have the virtue of performing umrah with the Hajj. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was concerned about Aisha radiallahu anha and her desire to have an umrah with her Hajj. He didn't tell her, no, you missed the opportunity, let's go. But he showed kindness towards her and told her, her brother, to take her so she could perform her umrah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the manifestations of mercy and kindness of the Prophet ﷺ is what he showed towards the children, the kindness and the love and mercy that he had towards the young children. Osama ibn Zayd, one of the young Sahaba, he says, I was once with the Prophet ﷺ and he made me sit on his thigh. And then he put Hassan on his other thigh. Then he hugged us both and he said, O Allah, have mercy on them both because I have mercy for them both. Narrated by Bukhari. And another occasion, Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu anhu, he describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, we prayed with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning prayer. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving to go out and we were with him. And And he saw the young boys coming to him, the children, they used to come to the Prophet ﷺ after he finished the prayers. And so the Prophet ﷺ betook his hands and he wiped each of the children on their two cheeks, wiping their cheeks as a sign of kindness towards them and love for them. Then Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, finally the Prophet ﷺ, he wiped my own cheeks with his two hands. And he says, by Allah, Jabir says, I never felt two hands as cool, as soft and cool as his hands. And I never smelled a scent so nice as his hands, as if he had just taken them out from a jar of perfume. Narrated by Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the examples of kindness and love of the Prophet ﷺ is his love and his kindness towards mothers in the prayer. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I begin the prayer and I think to make it long, but then I hear the cries of a child for his mother, and so I shorten the prayer out of mercy for the mother, because out of what I know that the mother fears of sadness. Narrated by Bukhari. What a great amount of mercy, what kindness, that in the prayer, because of the cries of a child, the Prophet ﷺ, he thinks of the worry of the mother of that child, and so he shortens the prayer. What love, what kindness. Some of the poets, they said, the mercy that the Prophet ﷺ has, it is like he is the father of a child of all of the ummah. It is like the mercy of a mother or a father to his child. From the examples of the kindness of the Prophet ﷺ is the kindness that he would show towards the ignorant, the jahil. Once the Prophet ﷺ was in the masjid in Medina, and a nomad, a desert wanderer or a Bedouin, he came and entered the masjid and began to urinate in the corner of the masjid. Some of the Sahaba, seeing what he was doing, they rushed to him and they tried to stop him. And they said, Mah, stop what you're doing. The Prophet ﷺ, seeing what was happening, the Sahaba trying to stop him while he was doing the act, he said, La tazrimu. He told the Sahaba, do not stop him. Do not prevent him. Leave him alone. And then when the man had finished, the Prophet ﷺ, he called him over and he told him in a gentle manner, he said, these masajid, these places are places of worship for the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. They are not places for urinating or dirty things. It is only for prayer and recitation of the Quran. Narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi with an authentic chain. You see how the Messenger of Allah had mercy for a nomad, an ignorant person. Kindness towards the ignorant. He did not show violence towards this person. He did not prevent him. In fact, he prevented the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim, to stop from falling upon him or hurting him. This kind of kindness is so clear, like the sun in the middle of the day. He would forgive, as one poet he said, he was an imam who guided to the truth, working for striving hard. A true teacher, whoever follows him will be happy. He would forgive the mistakes and accept the excuses. And if he did good, or if you do good, then Allah is indeed more generous and more forgiving. From the examples of the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ was his kindness for all of the believers. when some of the Sahaba had complained that the length, the prayer that they were making, the prayer was being too long. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he was reading Surah Al-Baqarah in the Isha prayer, the whole surah. So they spoke to the Prophet ﷺ, and he called Mu'adh and he told him to have mercy for the people. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, some of you caused the people to flee, but you should be merciful to them. He said to those Sahaba who had stopped the Bedouin from, who had tried to stop the Bedouin from urinating, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسْرِينَ وَلَمْ تُبْعَثُ مُعَسْرِينَ. You have been sent to make things easy for people and not to make it difficult upon them. The Prophet ﷺ, even he had mercy for a woman who would stay the whole night in prayer. When Aisha radiallahu anha told him how this woman would stay the whole night in prayer, he said, no, tell her not to do this. Tell her to do what is easy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tire of a person's worship until he or she themselves tire of worship. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to the quality and the character of kindness. May Allah help us to follow the example of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in showing kindness to all of creation. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah and stay away from His prohibitions and fulfill His commandments. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the noble characteristic of the characteristic of rifq, of kindness, in all of its dimensions, in all of its manifestations, is from the most important qualities of good character that Islam encourages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. It is a mercy from Allah that you were lenient towards them. And were you harsh or hard-hearted, they would have gone away from you. Kindness, what it means is using gentle speech and kind actions, having the characteristic of taking things easy, and responding with gentleness. Kindness, it means showing mercy to the believers, especially those who are in authority. It means showing a beautiful face and being tolerant in one's dealings with others. Kindness, it causes a person to go away from violence, harshness, strictness, or responding in a violent way in all of the forms of strictness and harshness. It means removing harshness in one's speech, using harsh and filthy words. Kindness means, as Allah says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your side to the believers. Lower your wing to the believers. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the most beloved of you to me on the Day of Judgment is the ones who have the best character. Those who lower their sides. Those who bring others together. They try to make friendship between others, and they themselves are sociable and friendly with others. The kind Muslim, he shows kindness in his speech and in his affairs, in his dealings. He is easygoing. He has a thin heart, a soft heart. Allah says regarding the believers, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. عباد الرحمن, the servants of the merciful one. Who are they? Those الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, those who walk upon the earth in a gentle, lowly, humble, modest manner. وَإِذَا خَاطَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, and if the ignorant ones, they address them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they say, salam, peace. The ulama, they say, here what is meant by salam is not just saying the word peace, but it's the type of salam which means leaving a harsh response. They say peace meaning they don't do the opposite. They don't react in the same way that they are being treated. When they say salam, that means they leave out the opposite of salam. They don't respond with harsh and tough words and with ignorance like the one who addresses them. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is nothing heavier in the scales of a believer on the Day of Judgment than beautiful character. And Allah, He dislikes harshness and dirty words. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the noble or the most important qualities of good kindness and character is that everything that we do should have kindness in it. Every action, every dealing that we have with others should reflect kindness. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, kindness is never added to a thing except it beautifies it. And it is never deprived from a thing but it leaves it ugly. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed Allah, He gives with kindness what He does not give with other than it. And finally, kindness is one of the ways of earning the love of Allah. Kindness and showing kindness is a cause of earning the mahabba, the love of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, indeed Allah is kind and He loves kindness in all affairs. Without kindness in speech and action and behavior, we lose out on much reward. So, O Muslims, be kind to one another. Be easy in your dealings with one another. Be lenient and easygoing when you take and when you give. And beware of harshness. Beware of rudeness and brashness and toughness. Be lenient towards one another in all affairs. The Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not inform you of the one who is forbidden for the fire, or the fire is forbidden for him? He said, every person who is easygoing, sociable, lenient, and tolerant. Narrated by Tirmidhi with a good chain. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this concept of kindness is a vast and encompassing concept in all aspects of life, in all dealings with Muslims and non-Muslims. Every person, a ruler for those under his authority, must show kindness. A father to his children must show kindness. A husband to his wife, they must show kindness. Family members must show kindness to one another, brothers to their sisters, kindness should be from a husband towards his wife. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ الْحُسْنَى عَلَيْكَ بِالرِّفْقِ وَعَلَيْكَ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْعُنْفِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, be kind and beware of violence and harshness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what all of us must do is hold on to the characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ. We must take him as our example. We must hold on to his model, his example, his exemplary behavior. And we must abide by it throughout our lives. And we must die upon it. We must hold on to his example and not take any other way of life. We must adhere to the Sunnah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his final khutbah, his final mu'idah, his final reminder to the believers. He said in his last Hajj, addressing 100,000 Sahaba while sitting on a camel, he told them, تَرَبْتُ فِيكُمْ شَيْئَيْنِ, I have left with you two things. مَا إِن تَمَسَّتُمْ بِهِمَا لَنْ تُضِلُّ عَبْدًا. As long as you hold on to them, you will never go astray. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah and my way. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك المشركين. اللهم تقبل منا واغفر لنا واشف مرضانا. اللهم كن لإخواننا في سوريا في مصر في اليمن وفي جميع بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم موتاهم. اللهم كن لهم عونا ومعينا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله استووا تريدوا يحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. استووا الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.